the basement's planning coups. Lost our future. Can't you see I've tried?
music there from Kashat to end off that set of Revolution Rock. Me and David with you up until 9 o'clock tonight, where the show ends and Mark Hasselbaum with Cowboys and Indies takes over. It's going to be a good Saturday night here to stay tuned to CJAM 99.1 FM. But as mentioned, that was Kashat, which is a newer release, a new band that I've never heard of before, but I really love that kind of a, I don't know, staccato, like punk, post-punk vibe with that. And they're obviously a band that has sung a made-up language.
No, it's in French.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a shame.
Anyways, we heard a song from them, from their latest release, called
Pas de Comprendre. And we heard that from Philippe Poupet.
Yes. I thought I had the English translation here, but I don't.
No, didn't.
Philippe Poupet and Pas de Comprise, which I think is something to do with, I think it means no compromise.
Nope.
And then before that, we heard new music from Crones. We heard Pull and Saw from their latest release, Human Error. We had some White Fence before that, Tim Presley, an earlier release, 2013 Cyclops Reap. I believe this, and for the most part, all his early stuff was recorded on a four-track in his apartment and in various rooms that he could find. And we heard the track Beat from that album. We had brand new music before that from Horse Chops.
Yeah, I really love the jangly aspect of this, which, you know, you should be accustomed to with this band, but it's really come to the forefront with this brand new single, Mr. Headphones. I couldn't find any press to see if this single is in anticipation of a forthcoming EP or full length. Did you get any information about that?
Yeah, but I forgot to read it.
Oh, okay. Well,
But anyways, it's a brand new single. I think it's just a standalone for now. Yeah, really cool stuff from Horse Chops. Thanks for sending that to us. And then we started things off with Movie Land. There's a band from Vancouver in the 90s. And we heard the track I Relate, which is an advanced single from a forthcoming release that hasn't been named yet.
Yeah, it's a rarities collection that's going to be coming out. It'll be really cool to check that out from this obscure band. So coming up next, we're going to be hearing something that is not so obscure, but definitely a bit oblique. If you know, you know. It is Brian Eno, and we're celebrating the anniversary of Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy, an album released all the way back in 1974, celebrating its 50th anniversary. We actually did play a track from this earlier this year when we were talking about Robert Wyatt, because he performed drums on some of these tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Eno had this amazing ability of combining elements that he heard from glam rock, proto-punk, and prog rock into this weird gestalt that really would set the template for what would later be known as post-punk. And so many acts, you know, ranging from Joy Division to Bauhaus to Radiohead, would be highly indebted by the material that Brian Eno released in the 1970s. And I'm saying this to, like, basically repetition, and I apologize, but a lot of people hear the name Brian Eno, they think of very long, glacial, ambient soundscapes. They're very surprised when they end up hearing this raucous, very jittery post-punk, post-rock music coming out of him this early on in 1974, the type of music that would be considered forward-thinking even a couple decades on.
Yeah, and we're going to hear a couple tracks from it.
Yeah, celebrating its 50th anniversary. You know, in terms of its history, it was definitely a transitionary record between his debut solo record and what would come later with his 75 record. But this, you know, it's a great record front to back. Very solid, quintessential proto-punk, proto-post-punk, whatever you want to call it. So we're going to hear a pair of songs from this, two of the best songs from this record, The True Wheel, followed up by Third Uncle, celebrating 50 years of Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy here on Revolution Rock.
the carpet.
Looking up and down the radio.
Oh, nothing there this time.
Looking for a certain radio.
Someone said they saw it parking in a car lot.
Looking up and down the radio.
Oh, nothing there this time.
Going back down to the radio.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
music there from Brian Eno in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the album Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy.
So the two songs we heard off of that were Third Uncle and The True Wheel. Both songs have been covered by a number of different artists, and you can really hear, as I mentioned, that post-punk pedigree that would happen with that album, with those incessant guitars and the noisy drums in the background, and just how angular and jagged everything sounded. Again, a complete disparate sound from where Brian Eno would end off with these very glacial, cool synths and ambient sounds. And with that said, Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy was a bit of a transition from his previous record, because the debut featured a very large collection of musicians. I think it was like something like 18 altogether. This one was a core group of five musicians featuring Phil Manzanera from Roxy Music, and then a couple of different people as well, probably most notably Robert Wyatt, who, as we mentioned earlier in the year, released Rock Bottom, a fantastic record, and one that I think in its own way may have influenced the production of this one with the experimentation he did on that. But something that also really influenced the making of this record was Oblique Strategies. So let's talk about that a little bit.
This was a technique that he had in order to kind of get creativity going during the recording process and come up with ideas. But it's one of, and he did this quite a few times, and I think it kind of rubbed off on David Bowie.
I mean, it was something that they did during the recording of the Berlin Trilogy, where he was an engineer and basically not exactly a producer, but someone who was like a creative input giver. So, you know, famously in one of the sessions, I believe it was for Lodger, he pulled out an Oblique Strategy card, because that's what it was, a series of cards with these very oblique messages on them. And the message on the card said, play someone else's instrument. And so that's how they got one of the sounds. I think it was Boys Keep Swinging from Lodger. But yeah, those types of cards were put into effect recording this album. And he co-created that series of cards with Peter Schmidt for the production of this. Now, Oblique Strategies itself has been publicized in one degree or another, and it's been allowing musicians and creative types really great prompts for different types of catalysts for whatever field they're working in. Some of the most famous Oblique Strategies include, and I quote, try faking it, ask your body, work at a different speed, use an old idea, what would your closest friend do? So I really love just, again, how ridiculous these can get, but they helped influence a lot of the directions that these songs would take. And again, these would end up being indebted to a lot of other musicians who would take up Oblique Strategies on their own, including R.E.M. for What's the Frequency, Kenneth. That was a very famous use from another band of that. I know, in addition to Bowie, Brian Eno has implemented that with his work with a lot of other musicians as well. So yeah, really interesting history there, if only for this unconventional way of arranging these songs with the help of Oblique Strategies. And it's a great record. Like, something like that could definitely fall on its face, and yet it sounds so cohesive and groundbreaking, and that's why we're celebrating it. 50 years of Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy from the one and only Brian Eno.
Great stuff. A true original, if there ever was one. Now, coming up next, we're going to play a mix of some new and older stuff, actually. Well, mostly older stuff, except for one.
Oh, well, that would be the first one, I believe.
That is correct. So, X put out what is said to be their final album and their newest album at the same time. So, it's called Smoke and Fiction.
I was going to say, that tends to be the case.
Yeah. You're a funny guy. And we're going to hear a track from this. We've played quite a few from it already.
Yeah, the album Smoke and Fiction. Wonderful, wonderful group, wonderful release. And then we're going back to the past a little bit.
Yeah, we're
going
to play some music from Teen Anger, who now plays slightly different musical styles as Maybe they'll come back one day. Who knows? It's the same members.
Yeah, it's not Aha. I know some people get confused about this.
H-U-H.
Yeah, they don't want you to take on them. No.
And then we're going to hear some music from Parquet Courts, Sunbathing Animal album, Oblivions, and Jack Oblivion as well. So Let's get to it. We're going to get started after this very short message here, reminding you what station you're listening to here on Revolution Rock.